Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 20th of March. We have some racing. I did have a direct message on Twitter this morning, made me laugh that racing at Dundalk is like the new Champions League. Now they should play the Champions League music when it comes out. Did make me laugh that this morning. Madly sought after sport. Incredible, isn't it? Right, let's just cover a few things from yesterday before I get to the tips and life in general. Let's start with what's going on. I mean, obviously, I retweeted a video of that poor nurse who's done 48-hour shift going in the supermarket. You have swings in this, don't you, where you think, well, we're going to be all right. And we can get a grip of it, and then the English public never fail to let us down, unfortunately. And I'll give you just an example, just people dealing with me, the selfishness of some of you, and it is only a minority, but all you think about yourself, deal with me, where's mine, what about my subs, what about this, and other people, fantastic, but it just shows you that if you're doing that to me, what's it like when you're dealing, you know, customer services for everything all over the place are absolutely snowed under. I'll give you an example. I was meant to fly to America on Monday. Virgin, obviously not flying, going to give me a refund. I emailed somebody, said, what's the game plan? They emailed me back and said, obviously it's there. You'll get your refund, but it may be 3 months. Right, fine, I know where I stand. I know for some waiting 3 months isn't, but these people are trying to deal with all sorts, shops trying to deal with all sorts, and just the attitude of people. And I've seen very small, only a minority, but people, what about me, what about me, what about me? You scale that up just to a few thousand, and you see things now, the way people are shopping. Just wankers, aren't they? Absolute wankers. Have some thought for other people. This is the only time in your life, any of us, where we really genuinely should have need and called upon to have thought for other people with what is going on. Just got no time for it. And I've got one rule. I just put them to the back of the fucking queue. Anyone who gives me shit, you're back. I'll deal with you when I feel like dealing with it. And if you don't like it, tough. It's not time for shit like that for anybody. And seeing, I mean, that girl, it breaks your heart. 48 hours working, trying to save people's lives, and goes in the supermarket and fuck all left. Disgraceful. You just don't need to do anything. Just do as we're told to do. I don't know why we have to go into lockdown, because people can't do what they're told to do. I find all that a bit strange, but there we go. Maybe just me. Don't need discussions on it. It's just airing. Venting, I guess, is the word. Yesterday's podcast seems to be well received. I'll elaborate on some of those points over time. We've got time to do that, and I think some of you found it useful. The FDD master sheets, they've published those this morning, so people can download and start doing their own digging. I talked about FTS Connect, and we had a few people, which is great, which I've linked up, and I will link up more. I've then had a fantastic email this morning from a guy called Nick, who's a personal trainer, who's willing to put together some sort of home plans for people. You know, it is going to be very easy for a lot of you just to sit in front of the TV, eat more snacks, and do things you shouldn't. So Nick, I've taken him up on his offer. If there's anybody else that thinks they can offer things, nutritionists, ways to fill your time, stuff for kids to do, you know, let's get it into me, send it into me, and I can ship it out to people, and we can use this to, even if it's only a small number of people, just make this whole experience a bit better. It is not just all about, and I'm not playing it down, about money and this, that and the other. It is about now relationships. You're going to be stuck in the houses for 6 to 8 weeks with the same people, keeping some sort of sanity. So anything we can do to help with that, and again, I stress if people are on their own or whatever, it's just drop an email, we can link you up. Thanks to Ken Moore, great guy Ken, other than supporting Liverpool, he's put a good post on the on the comments section of yesterday's podcast. Again, the read, you know, whilst I moan about people, there is lots of people who want to help. So I sort of get two or three good emails, then an umpty. So thank you all for that. It's testing, isn't it? It's going to test us all at different times. But I'm certainly going to try and do my best to not just for people I know on FTS, but people new who listen to this, to try and help you through it in a way. One, it gives me a bit of motivation each day, and two, you know, it's the right thing to do. I think Sal put on Twitter, we will find out the true worth of people over this period, and what people are like. And as I say, I've seen it on a miniature scale. I'm not talking big, just a miniature scale. From some people's emails, you get you can tell it's all about me, Jack. But then other people, like I say, Nick, the personal trainer, fantastic. Really appreciated that email this morning. Right, let's do a little bit of football stats of the day. I'm going to do some. I'll try and deal with the poker on non-racing days or whatever. I don't know what I think we've got racing nearly every day, to be fair. But I'll try and deal with I was going to start with a bit of the poker stuff and move into other bits, but let's talk about some stats of the day. So yesterday I talked to you about home wins on that. Well, we talked about the over 1.5, the two matches, and then I talked about home wins, and I said to you, you may want to write a few of these little niches down. I'm going to give you another little niche here. Lay the draw. So laying the draw, and I've got a sheet in front of me which I've got some macros and things that I click and it gives me this information. So I'm going to give you two lots of information. So firstly, a little niche for you, laying the draw in Serie A. If you lay the draw in Serie A over the last 27 months, laying any game in Serie A where the draw lay price is between 4.3 and 4.9, you would have won 62 points profit. A league, again, that's perceptive for people, while they're negative football only draw, you would have, over 27 months, you would have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 losing months. So you'd have won on 20 months, lost on 7. The biggest losing month was 4.55 points. Most of them are minus 0.45, minus 1.5, minus 1.8. And you would have amassed in those 27 months 62 points profit. So literally just checking the price of the draw in Serie A games, 4.3 to 4.9. It's been a nice steady upward curve. It won't go on forever, and I will get to talk about that at some time. But there's one for you. Serie A, lay the draw, 4.3 to 4.9. But conversely, and you're just going to have to let me run this report first, in the same league, and this is what I mean about sort of little odds pockets and odds brackets. And I mean, do that blind. Obviously, I don't just do that blind. What I do is research the game. Then I look at games that are likely to fall in that bracket, because you get an idea in the morning. Keep an eye on the price, but look for other reasons why you might want to lay the draw. Strong home favourites, creating plenty of goals, things that you could get out of. But conversely, just as an idea, just as a way to look at it, so we did 4.3 to 4.9. Just go back down price points to 3.5 to 4.2. You've barely had a winning month and you've lost 75 points. So over the same 27 months, there's only been 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10 winning months, 11 winning months, sorry. You've lost 16 months, 13 points profit, 11 points loss, sorry, 10 point loss. The best winning month is only 5.85 points. And you would have done 75 points. So again, a lot of that, it is market force, but it's perception. People just have got this view of, oh, the Serie A is draws, force the price down. But actually, when you go a little bit higher into the sort of 4.3 and up bracket, it's been a fairly steady profit now for the best part of 2.5 years. And as I say, you can dig a bit deeper in that. Some staggering. I'm going to give you a few more of these over the period, and you can just note them down. It's windows to start. You know, if you were going to lay the draw in Italy, where would you look? I wouldn't, if I loaded the coupon on a Saturday morning, I wouldn't look at games that are priced 4.2 and below. It doesn't win. There's not one price bracket between 4.2 over the last 27 months that has won, but above 4.3, it's fairly profitable laying the draw. And I've got this data for all the markets, all the leagues, all the outcomes. So I'm just going to spill some of these out to you, and people can go, well, that's a load of bullshit, it will stop tomorrow. And others of you will take something and run with it and maybe make a few quid. But there you go, that is the stat of the day. So laying the draw in Serie A, look at games 4.3 and above, do your own research at your own peril when football starts back up. And it's a fairly profitable angle. Below that price, you've pretty much got no chance of any long-term profit. There you go, that's just all based purely on the price, nothing else. Once you start throwing other factors in, like goal ratios and expected goals and league positions and etc., who's playing, then you can do all sorts with it. Last six game form, there's loads. Poisson outputs, all that stuff which we can talk about over this period. Right, you're not interested in that, are you? All you're interested in, he's got Dundalk. We haven't had a bet for days. Give us bloody Dundalk, man. Dog's brilliant, by the way. Dog is great fun. So glad we got the dog. Cracking little thing. I've given him a shower this morning. What entertainment that was. Right, 1:30 at Dundalk. Hang on. Bear with me, he says. Bear with me's a bet. I've got to get the prices up. I'm not used to this. Oh, and we got Belarusian football. Who's in? Somebody will be involved, won't they? Belarusian football. We'll have a little look later. I'll revamp all my sheets to work for Belarus. Right, 1:30. Can I see it? Yes, 1:30. Tennessee Wildcat. Tennessee Wildcat. Win and place. 1:30. Dundalk. Right, I'm just going through those. These ones here. Nope. Right, Dundalk. Dundalk, Dundalk. I've got another one here. What's that? What race is that? 5 o'clock, the last race. 5 o'clock. Lazy Susan, win and place. 5 o'clock, Lazy Susan, win and place. These, again, at your own peril. You don't have to bet them just because you haven't had any action. And 3:30 at Dundalk, 7 left, win and place. 7 left, win and place. And for those of you who like a trade, I've got a little trade for you in the same race in the 3:30. Tio Esteban, that's one that you want to back it just before the off, or put it in at BSP and then set your lay in at about 25% lower price. Tio Esteban, and that should shorten in price and provide you with a little trade. Hopefully it goes off like a bomb, shortens down, 7 left catches it and does the business. So that is it for Dundalk today. What was my other thing? My other thing that I was going to do today. Oh, yes, I know what it was. Bear with me. Yeah, more windows. I've done this podcast once and somebody rang me and I had to start again. So that's why I'm more of a fluster, because I can't remember what I said in the first one. See, somebody rang me, the phone rang, and I thought, I've got to do this all again for you. Yes, the next book for you. So this is the book. It is by Annie Duke. And I'm just looking to see if it's on Amazon while I'm there. And it's called... Annie Duke's a poker player, and then went into sort of self-help and stuff like that. And it is called Thinking in Bets. It's called. So Annie Duke, she's a World Poker Series poker champion, and she basically draws on her experiences, and yeah, it's well worth a read. It's a great read, making smart decisions when you don't have all the facts. That's what's on the cover. But Annie Duke, Thinking in Bets. I read that about 3 or 4 years ago. Well, maybe not even that long ago, I can't remember exactly, but really, really good read. So well worth a read while you're wasting sitting, not doing anything, rather than watching garbage or eating food that you don't need to eat, sit and get a read. So yesterday was The Smart Edge by, Smarter Edge, flipping it, my brain is going, sorry guys, switching off, Smarter Edge, who was that by, can't remember, brain's gone. The Slight Edge, isn't it? That's why I can't even get the right name of it. Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Great book. And then Thinking in Bets by Annie Duke. We will at some stage get these also on the website with a little bit of a synopsis for you. But I'm going to do one a day over the next couple of weeks, so you'll have plenty to get on with. So Slight Edge, Jeff Olson, day one. Thinking in Bets, Making Smart Decisions When You Don't Have All the Facts by Annie Duke is day two. And I will keep that little list going. Right, I'm going to give you a, that's what I was going to do. I knew, see, my brain when I was looking at that book was somewhere else. I was going to give you a little recipe. Now, this is a cheap recipe. You can go and get it anywhere. You can cook it. It is absolutely fantastic, I promise you. Go and buy a pork belly joint, skin on, nice pork belly joint, skin on, roast it for about 3 hours. All it needs is in the oven initially, a lot of salt on the top, kosher salt if possible, but if not, just sea salt. Rub it into the skin on the top. Make sure the skin's scored. Rub the salt in. Don't need any oil. We're going to do it dry. In the oven, high first, 225 for literally 10 or 15 minutes. Turn it down to about 180. Leave it then for about another 2 hours. And then for the last 20 minutes, turn it back up again. So you get that nice crackling across the top of the pork belly. Absolutely superb this is. When that comes out, literally let it rest for sort of 10-15 minutes. While it's resting, you can get the rest of the ingredients ready. You're going to make lechon pork belly wraps. They're absolutely stunning, honestly. If you get your pork belly right, which do what I've just told you, you will. Get a cabbage, a couple of carrots, an apple, and some dried cranberries and some walnuts if you've got them. Put them in a bowl, shred the cabbage, chop the carrots all up fine. So you're making a sort of coleslaw, a bit of mayonnaise in it, bit of Dijon mustard in there. Mix it all around. You don't want it too runny. You want a fairly dryish coleslaw. Just mix all that up. And then you want some just green lettuce, nothing too crispy, no iceberg, because you want to be able to roll it over. So just a standard sort of green lettuce there. Open your lettuce leaf there. Get nice layer of the coleslaw on the lettuce leaf. Slice your pork belly thin, with including the crackling on top. So a sort of nice sort of almost half a playing card sort of size slice of pork belly in on top of the coleslaw. Little drizzle of soy sauce. Roll the wrap round with the lettuce and eat that. And it will be one of the greatest delights your mouth will ever taste. Other than cooking the pork belly for 3 hours, which is literally putting it in an oven and keeping an eye on it. And don't keep opening the door, letting the heat out. Just put it in high heat, turn the heat down, another couple of hours, and then high heat at the end. Take it out, let it rest, job done. Absolutely superb. It will be one of the finest things that you ever consume. Right, that's it. I am done now. You've got done, Dork. I'm cracking on, answering some emails and going through stuff that people have sent me. Obviously got more queries than normal, so do bear with me. I'm going to start, just for my own sanity, taking the weekends off emails and things. So I'm going to try and operate that on a Monday to Friday basis. But I'll be back tomorrow. I think there's some more Irish racing. I'll be back with another stat of the day. Get your notebook out. I'll be back with a book of the day. And we'll start with a couple of little poker stories tomorrow morning. Right. Have a lovely little, what is it, Friday. Unusual. This is the first Friday for flipping ages. I haven't had to do an FTS process. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.